Okay, going back to the Gemara was discussing the fact that the Mishnah stated that Maiser Behem is noy b'chulin avoloy b'mukdashim. Maiser Behem is noy b'chulin avoloy b'mukdashim. So the Gemara wanted to know, what's the Hava mean and why would it be noy b'mukdashim? Why do you need a mute? There's actually a mute in the Pasuk of Yia Kodesh, Eloi Shekfal Kodesh, that any animal that had Kedusha from before, Yid Alocha is, they can't become Maiser Behem. So the Gemara says, what's the Hava mean? Of course you can't become Maiser Behem. How could it become Maiser Behem? It's already Kodesh. That's the Gemara's kasha. So we'll read through the Gemara again, just this little piece. B'chulun avaloi b'mukdashim. And the Gemara says the Gemara, l'chayr it's pashit. Time in the course of what says the Gemara, why? V'emach anhameh. First thing Gemara says, Mukdashim b'shit alavdi deyu. What are we talking about? Kotshim kalam alib rabbi yasi aglili. Don't mark kotshim kalam amun bailam. Tanya malam of Hashem lab is kotshim kalam. Shem amun bailam rabbi yasi aglili. Salkadai techamine la aslu kumash malon. Fine. By the way, there seems to be two phases in the Gemara. First thing Gemara starts, maybe alib rabbi yasi aglili. Then the Gemara knocks that off and says, Salkadai techamine veimachanami. Yeah, Kodesh Amachmano, Vloy Shekvah Kodesh. Ask the Gemara, time in the Kosovo Achmano, Yeah, Kodesh. Holav Hocha, Vamine, Chayle, Kedushas Maiso, Layo. Kedushas Maiso is Chal. Hash the Kedusha Chamua, Kedusha Kala, Chayle, Kedusha Kala, Kedusha Kala, Miboya. Okay, I just want to ask one more Nakuda, which we didn't ask last week. That is, the Gemara goes through here, Lechaira, two phases. Phase one, the Gemara says, Lavdi Dehu. Phase two, the Gemara seems to be saying that even if it is the day, there's a different issue. You can't take something that's Kodesh already and make it into, and even if it would be yours. And that's the whole second part. Hashta Kedusha Chamura Kedusha Kalalei Chayle. Madach, you can't take a Kodesh Kedoshim and put on the Kedusha Kodeshim Kalim. What kedushas aguf and kotsh kedushas berek abayis? A kedusha kala mi boy, kedusha kala, kedusha kala mi boy. Of course, you can't make kedusha kala, kedusha kala. Ma'id etnan echot kotsh mizbech, echot kotsh mizbech, em zan nois mekedusha kedusha. Mishnei zek tashilu. Machrim nois. So basically, the Gemara is saying two phases. Phase one is lav di dehu. How could you be Makdash Abayim? It's Lavdi Day. To that, the Gemara says, well, maybe we're going like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that he holds Kotshim Kalam Omen Bailam. So as we explained last week, that's Stama Pliya, because even if Kotshim Kalam Omen Bailam, only part of the Behem is yours, it's Zichem Meshubba to Hekdash too. We spoke about Rabbi Zalman Meltzer asked the question. At most, you could say it's Shutfis. At most. You and Hekdash are Shutfim in the Behem. The Emurim go to the Mizbeach. Definitely, the most you could say by Kotshim Kalam, even according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, at most you could say it's Shutfis. And by Maiser Behemah, there's no din of Maiser Behemah by Shutfis. That's a great kasha. That's a great kasha. So therefore, it doesn't make any sense to say there should be a din of Maiser Behemah by Kotshim, even according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Fine, but that's phase one. The Gemara then says, Ve'ema Ochanami. Maybe Taka. Maybe according to Beis Yaglili, maybe Taka it works. The Gemara says, well, we have a Xeris HaKosov. It's a Xeris HaKosov. What do you need Xeris HaKosov for? Ain't Mishan and Mekdusha L'Kedusha. For some reason, that question the Gemara didn't have from the beginning. The Gemara at the beginning only asked the Kasha, Vehema, what do you mean? Kotshim Lavdi Deyu, it's not yours to make Maisa Vehema. On that, the Gemara went above a comma track. Well, Kotshim Kalam, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, it's Momen Bailam. In above a comma, it's taka the way it is. In above a comma, the Gemara brings down on Daf Yabez that according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, if Kotshim Kalam, if you're Makdash Abayim HaShlomim, and it's Mazik, So you chayev goyve mipsareim ve'ne goyve meimoreim. There's a din. It's not. It's like it's your behemoth. Part of it is yours. That the Gemara says fine. So why taka not? So Gemara says, well, yeh kodesham rachman. In fact, the Gemara yeh kodesham rachman. Ein nishalim mekdusha l'kedusha, which is a new problem. Even if the behemoth is yours, if the behemoth is a shlomim or an oil, you can't switch it off to be a ma'aser behemoth. Why wasn't this bothering the Gemara from day one? And this is an unanswerable question. L'chayim. That's another ha'ara. That the Gemara started only with a monetary question, which has an answer. Whatever. Then the Gemara brings a pasuk. And then the Gemara says, well, we have a question that's not answerable. And the question that's unanswerable is, ain't mishan and mekdusha l'kedusha. You can't switch the animal from one kedusha to another kedusha. That is no teretz. That doesn't help you if it's mom and bayil. So on that, the Gemara says, no. Says the Gemara, am I with the temo? Hosom kol behemo lav lo elokaim. Avol hocha. The kol behemah l'maisa kaim afogav the akdisha loypoka yisulimine mine afkamina l'mekam alaybi loyikol loyimach komashmal. So the Gemara in conclusion says that in a chanama taka, if this wouldn't be talking about the inyan maisa behemah, there'd be no havamina that you could take an animal that has one kedusha. Even if the animal is your animal, there's no havamina you could take an animal that's one kedusha, make it another kedusha. But here is a new thing. Every behemah in its origin is oimid from ma'aser behemah. And meila, since it's oimid from ma'aser behemah, avogav the akdish loypokei suemini. L'mayin afkemin u'meikam alibli gov l'imokhe komashma. So there's a lot of questions on the maskana. Last week we were just trying to get pshat in the maskana, which we failed to do. Just pshat. What's the Gemara talking about? If the Gemara means that it's really Maisa Behema, that's its origin, and therefore when you made it into a Shlomim, Shlomim is like the second lien holder versus the Maisa Behema, which is the first lien holder. If that's what the Gemara means, putting it in very simplistic terms. So what's the Gemara saying? L'mayin afkamina. I mean, l'mayin afkamina. It's ma'aser behemah now. It's not shlomim. It's not a shlomim. It's ma'aser behemah. Yes, you tried to make it into ma'aser behemah, but there was an earlier shibud to the ma'aser. You tried to make it to shlomim. There was a previous shibud for it to be ma'aser behemah, and now that you made it into ma'aser behemah wins. Shlomim gets pushed out the door. Ma'aser behemah gets brought in. If that, in fact, is the Gemara's answer, which for sure would be the most simplistic way to learn. In fact, I'll tell you a chiddush. There are some achronim that learn that in the maskana of the Gemara, you could throw out the whole beginning, which means maskana Gemara works even according to the Rabbanim. The maskana of the Gemara is not even going like Rabbi Yisrael Glili anymore. We only needed Rabbi Yisrael Glili when we said, who are you to make it into Ma'aser Behemah? It's not yours. Right? Lavdi day. On that, the Gemara said, Rabbi Yisrael Glili, kachim kalam amen baile. But now that the Gemara is saying, kol behemah l'maisa kaimah, so it comes out that every animal inherently, now you don't have to come out to Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Demas is shlomim is not yours. But so what? This shlomim has no right to push away Ma'aser Behemah. Ma'aser Behemah comes in. Ma'aser Behemah is the first one. So all you're really doing is you're not manipulating the bailus of Hekdesh. It's already manipulated. And if anything, the Shlomim was in manipulation. And now Ma'aser Behemah wins. I'll tell you, Chazon Ish Payos and Simon Chav Zayin, he says, L'maskoneh, according to the maskon of the Gemara, efshar, it's possible, shaloi tzorich luukmei k'Rabbi Yosi Haglili, says the Chazon Ish. You don't need Rabbi Yosi Haglili anymore. El afilu akdish aloi lo yeshmokoim lo yimar shechayev b'maisa. Here, unbelievable, Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish is saying, you don't have to come out to Kachem Kalem, you don't have to come out to Rabbi Yosi Haglili Momen Bailem, period. In fact, the way to, this part of the Chazon Ish actually is very geschmack, because the Rambam is very contradicting in this area how he paskins. Meaning many Rishonim paskin like the Rabbona, not like Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Kachem Kalem is not Momen Bailem. So they ask, if that's the case, our Mishnah L'chor is a Raya like Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Because our Gemara says that the only reason why our Mishnah needed Loi B'Mukdoshim is Alibid Rabbi Yosi Haglili. But according to Chazon Ish, not a Kasha. Really, Kachem Kalem is not Momen Bailem. And we don't have to come onto that Teretz Bechlal. And our Mishnah is teaching you a different Halach. It doesn't matter what you made the Behemah into. Chatos, Oilo, Shlomim, Kodesh, Kodoshim, B'tachlos HaKadosh, doesn't matter what you did. Kol Behemah L'maisa Kaima. And therefore, that preceded it. So listen to Chazon Ish. Obviously, the way the Chazon Ish is learning, again, on a simplistic way, it's much more geschmack. Because now we understand the Gemara. The Gemara is basically saying, there's something called a Shibud L'maisa. Every animal has a Shibud L'maisa. And since every animal has a Shibud L'maisa, so anything you do is a second place holder to Maisa Behemah. If Maisa Behemah comes in the door and starts saying, here I am, that's it. Everybody has to bow down. Maisa Behemah came first. Kol Behemah L'maisa. Okay. So in a way, what the Chazon Ish is saying is very geschmack. It's very geschmack. It makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. The only thing is, Chazon Ish says, if that's the pshat, two things. Number one, you don't have to come out to Rabbi Yosi Haglili. That's actually not a problem. That's very geschmack also. That's great. That's geweldig. You don't have to come out to Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Our Mishnah could go into everybody, whether you hold like the Rabbonon, you hold like Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Mishnah's not talking about Dafka Shlomim. Any Mukdashim that was done, you need our Mishnah to teach you based on a Pasuk that you cannot make it into a carbon of Maisa Behemah, because Maisa Behemah has a first Kedimah. Just like you have in Bava Kama, if you have a lien holder, so the first lien holder can always come in and make away with anything that happened afterwards. Even though a lien holder is only relevant in as much that he exercises his right. But should he exercise his right, everybody gets thrown out. Everybody gets thrown out, right? You could sell a $20 million property. It has a lien on it. The Mechira works. Mechira works 100%, by the way. It's not like it doesn't work. The Mechira works. If the lien holder doesn't come back to collect it, the sale remains forever. If the lien holder comes in, he says, "This is, I have a lien on this $10 million property, which I have a right, not have an ownership. You know, we spoke about Shibud Kinyan. I have a right to exercise here, and now I'm taking the halacha is, I just spent $10 million for the property. He throws me out, and he takes over. So look at Maisa Behemah as such. Maisa Behemah is always here. Maisa Behemah is like the elephant in the room, right? We're not focusing on it. We're having a good time. Shlomim, Oyel, Chatas, we're doing what we want. But the Maisa Behemah is here. Should the Maisa Behemah come in and say, Maisa, so then everything gets thrown out. That's really what the Chazon Ish is saying. And again, in Pshat, I would love to learn that way. I would love to learn it. And the fact that that throws out the Rabbi Yosi Haglili, that's another Maila. Because then we don't limit our Mishnah only according to Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Our Mishnah could go, La Halacha, even the Rishonim who hold, the Halacha is like the Rabbanan, it's beautiful. The problem is, how do the next words in the Gemara read? That's the biggest problem. That's the biggest problem. Again, in Lomdus, you have to start understanding how Shibud works in Kachim. But Naniach, we understand that it's not so difficult to accept. The problem is, how does the Hemshech Gemara work? It says the Gemara, Avol Hocha, Kol Behemah L'Maisa Kaimi. Afal Gav the Agdeshe, Loipoka Yisur the Maisa. Okay, so obviously the Gemara doesn't mean loy poka, because it never became ma'aseh behema. What the Gemara really means is loy poka shibu de ma'aseh. Afal gav da akdasha, this is what the Gemara means. Afal gav da akdasha, even though you took this animal, made it into an oilo or a shlomim or whatever you did, doesn't matter what you did, says the Gemara, loy poka shem, loy poka shibu de ma'aseh. Still mashum de ma'aseh. And therefore, ma'aser wins. That should be the end of the Gemara. Period. And then we would just learn like the Chazon Ish. And we'd only have issues of how to understand Shibud by Kachem, and we'll work it out to better connect Bava Kama and Kachem. And probably we could accomplish that. But the problem is, how does the Gemara continue to read? It says the Gemara, Ulamay Nafkamina. What is Ulamay Nafkamina? Ulamay Nafkamina. It's myself. I'll tell you more than that. I'll tell you even more than that. It's not just a minor afkamina. First of all, afkamina is now it's a korban ma'aser. It's not a shlomim. Okay? Some rishonim hold ma'aser behema goes to the kahanim. Okay? We don't necessarily pop it. Some rishonim even hold ma'aser. Doesn't matter. It's ma'aser behema. Minor afkamina. But I'll tell you a pasuk afkamina. There's a chi of ma'aser behema. Minor afkamina. La sure. Minor afkamina. Nafkamina is you mechuyev to do ma'aser. My nafkamina with the whole perek of ma'aser behema. What do we need this perek for? My nafkamina. Lisugay! The nafkamina of this perek is that there's a mitzvah called ma'aser behema that you have to do. So if you're going to taka tell me that every animal in the world has a previous shibud to ma'aser behema, and that really comes first, and therefore, no matter what kedusha you put on the animal, it's still subject to ma'aser behema not intervening and taking over. Good, so now my nafkamina, lisuei. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, l'may nafkamina, l'mekim alei b'bayi b'lo yigol u'b'lo yimacha. The Gemara is bringing in a significant chumrah that ma'aser behema has over other kedusha. That there's a lo yigov, lo yimochem. You can't be poyed it, you can't sell it. There's chumras to ma'aser behema. The chumra of ma'aser behema exists by this. So the reading of the Gemara sounds like the Gemara saying, no, doesn't turn into ma'aser behema. Does not turn into ma'aser behema. But there's a shibud to the chumras of ma'aser behema. That's the way the Gemara seems to read. And that, l'chaira, is Chinese. How do we understand that? Now it's changing already. Not like the Chazon Ish was learning. No, there's a shibud, ma'aser behema. Ma'aser behema comes first. You could take any behema of kachrim and make it into ma'aser behema. It's ma'aser behema. But if the Chazon Ish pshat is right, then why does the Gemara switch now to ma'aser behema? And I want you to know that the Chazon Ish, of course, is margish. What I'm asking you. Chazon Ish says in his piece over here in Simen Chav Zayin, which is worthwhile to see inside, Simen Chav Zayin, Sif Cotton Bays. Chazon Ish says, like this, Be'emes afilu akta shaloi lo yeish mokam lo yeish shachayev b'maisa. That's what he says. But then he says, if that's the case, so then, l'chaira, what does the Gemara need to come on to? Harei afemei nafkimine. B'toisus ha-kadush. Mikol mokoim, m'chuyiv ula'asa. V'zehu ha-nafkimine, m'chol ha-kadush is ma'aser lo'echol. Finished. Zok t'chazon Ish, listen to this. Havi motzi l'meima, d'chayiv l'surei. What do you mean? He's saying, it's true, the Gemara could have said that too. The Gemara could have said that too. If the Chazon Ish is learning the Gemara that way, why did the Gemara even ask L'may Nafkamina? Why did the Gemara even ask L'may Nafkamina? L'may Nafkamina or L'may Nafkamina? L'may Nafkamina L'asurei. L'may Nafkamina. He says, the Gemara could have said it. The Chayel Kedush is Maisel. If Yesh Kan Mitzvah Zakov is Maisel. He's saying everything we want him to say. He's saying, really, the Gemara could have said simple. Since the Maaser is Chal, and it's Yemakter as a Maaser Behemakarm, not as a Shlomim. Zev, not as a mixture. Totally Maaser Behemakarm. So the Gemara should have said, that's the Nafkamina. He says, you're right, the Gemara could have said that. The Gemara could have said that. But, Elonoktu be Gemara, mili de Nafkus el Maaser Behemakarm b'lo Yigoel. It's a more Maaser de Kechilik. The Gemara wanted to find a nuts and bolts. Why is that Mula Maaser de Kechilik? We're learning Maaser Behemah. The biggest Maaser Kechilik is Maaser Behemah. This is Perek Maaser Behemah. The biggest Nafkamina is that there's a mitzvah to be Maaser. That's the biggest. That's a much appeal. This is Gzeres HaKosuv. Yeah, Kodesh, you're like Shekvar Kodesh, you're right. Without the Gzeres HaKosuv, true. True. The whole question of the Gemara is a Pella. The Mishnah said, Loi b'mukdashim. What would have been if the whole Gemara didn't have this whole Shakal of Atariya? From beginning to end, the Gemara didn't have this Shakal of Atariya. And we, from the get-go, we would have understood that there's a Havamina to take one kedusha and make it. Let's say the halacha would be you could take a shlomim and make it into a b'chol ma'aser. Let's say there is no such thing. Let's say kachim is yours according to everybody, and let's say you could take kachim and manipulate it, make it from this to that. Let's say it's a freeway. You could do whatever you want. Okay. Would have the Gemara asked the question? No. Why the Mishnah said avaloi b'mukdashin? Would the Gemara said L'may nafkamina? Of course not. This is Perek Maaser Behemah. Maaser Behemah has to teach me that you don't, when you're mechuyev in the mitzvah Maaser Behemah, when you're not mechuyev in the mitzvah Maaser Behemah. That's the name of the Perek. Right? So if the halacha would be, if the halacha would have been, number one, kachim belongs to you, number one. Number two, you could take any carbon and switch it to whatever you want. The Gemara would have never started with any problem. The only reason why we started with problems in this Gemara was because we had two significant issues. Number one, Lavdi Dehu. And the Nail, who are you to do it? That's number one. And number two, Ein Mishan and Mekdusha L'Kedusha. The first issue we took care of, possibly by saying, Mom and Bailim. We're talking about, and again, that only works according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili, and we have problems with that. And then the Gemara said, what about Mishan and Mekdusha L'Kedusha? To which the Gemara unveiled this new idea, Kol Behema L'Maisa Kaim. Says the Chazon Ish, Kol Behema L'Maisa Kaim is an iron fist svara. It's an unshakable svara. That svara works even on Kachim, even not according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili. That's a gewaldig svara. It's a plow truck. Kol Behema L'Maisa Kaima. It's a big truck. Has a huge plow in front of it. It could plow through a mountain. And on top of the truck, it says one word. Two words, actually. Maaser Behema. I'm here first. So anybody that comes in the way gets plowed away. I'm Maaser Behema. I'm here first. Shtori Koidem. If that's the case, so we have no questions now. We go back to how we would have, from day one, the Gemara only asked the question because the din of the Mishnah didn't make sense. What are you telling me, b'mukdashim lai? Of course, b'mukdashim lai. But now we have an answer. And the answer is, kol b'hem al ma'isa kai. It's a period. It's my nafkamina, my nafkamina. So he says, and he says, Chazir says it's true. The Gemara could have said nafkamina is that it becomes ma'aser. The Gemara could have said that nafkamina is that you mechuyev to take ma'aser. It's true. But the Gemara wanted to find something more than ma'aser. It's more ma'aser. There's nothing more than ma'aser than that. It's perek ma'aser behemah. It's a perek ma'aser behemah. Mechuyev to take ma'aser. It's a pella. It's a rafei sigur. On the other hand, as I said, the Pshat of the Chazon Ish L'Chaira is the most klatz the way to learn. at that point of the Gemara, because otherwise it's totally unclear what the Gemara means. What else does the Gemara mean? The other way to learn the Gemara is that the Gemara means that there's some iser lo yigov lo yimachet that every animal has in it. Reb Shmuel Volk, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, he was a Ram in Reb Yitzchak Elchanan. So he has a piece in his Sha'arei Toyar. He wrote a sefer on Sugyas Hashas. So he has a tzad to say that that's the way it works. In other words, every animal has like a shibud. Like a, not even a shibud, a chumrah on it. Of ma'aseh behemah, lo yigov, lo yimacha. And that stays. That stays on the animal. Mele, when you make a ma'aseh behemah, it doesn't become ma'aseh behemah. Shlomim is a shlomim. But the lo yigov, lo yimacha stays. That's mamish a plia. Mamish a plia. A, lo yigov, lo yimacha is not on the animal. Lo yigov lo yimachet is a consequence of a behemoth being ma'aser behemoth. You can't tell me I have an animal that's not a carbon ma'aser behemoth, it's a shlomim, but it has a lo yigov lo yimachet. Lo yigov lo yimachet is a consequence of being ma'aser behemoth. That's a lo yigov lo yimachet. Lo yigov lo yimachet is not another layer from something else. Lo yigov lo yimachet is a consequence. So if you tell me it's not ma'aser behemoth, if you don't learn like the Chazon Ish, if you're telling me it's not ma'aser behemoth, there shouldn't be no lo yigov lo yimachet. You can't have one without the other. You can't have one without the other. On the other hand, so the way to learn is like the Chazon Ish. That taka, if you take an animal, you make it into ma'aser behemoth, it becomes ma'aser behemoth. And mele, since it becomes ma'aser behemoth, so now it has all the halachas of ma'aser behemoth. Chayv and ma'aser behemoth, it's a kol ma'aser behemoth. But then the whole Hemshech Gemara makes no sense. My nafkamina, oh, Hemshech Gemara. So I'll tell you a mahalach that perhaps we could learn. And this really, I think that this mahalach will answer a lot of other kashas as well, but for sure to give us pshat in this sugi at least, that we should have an understanding here. L'chaira, we have two points that are clear. One is that right now, it's not ma'aser behemah. Right now, it's a shlomim. And if you do nothing, it's going to be a shlomim. That's clear. That's pashut like that. That's clear. The other thing that seems to be clear, is that like the Chazon Ish. What I'm telling you now is even the Chazon Ish is masking. Meaning, Chazon Ish is also masking that if you don't make it into ma'aser behemah, stays a shlom. Chazon Ish is just saying that if you make it into a ma'aser behemah, it becomes a ma'aser behemah. He's not saying, in other words, even, again, halacha l'ma'aser, it's not noig by kosher, so it's not negayah. But what's going, what would have been? What the Chazon Ish is saying, what would have been is, if you made a ma'aser behemah, it would have been ma'aser behemah. So we know two things. We know, number one, that right now it's a shlomim, and that's unanimous. Less man de poligalze. We also, what we don't know, but what we're assuming is the right way to learn, is that if you would make it into ma'aser behemah, it would turn into ma'aser behemah, which is the way the Chazon Ish is learning. And that would be, if the Gemara ended there, we would say that would be the way to learn. The problem is that the Gemara doesn't end that way. The Gemara starts going into this whole new phase. What's going on? So here's what I want to explain to you, and I think that this will give us clarity in the whole parsha, perhaps. Just like I explained to you, if you're wearing your bava kama hat, so a shibud is a very interesting thing, because a shibud is very powerful. One man don't even says it's a kinyan, it's some form of kinyan. One man the Omar says, l'mafreyahu goyve. When you collect, it's as though you're collecting retroactively from the time of shibud. I'm sure the Olam remembers, we spoke about the sugya in Pesachim Lamed Beis, where if a Jew collects chametz that was collateralized for his debt after Pesach, if the debt was already had accrued before Pesach, There's one mandam in the Gemara says it's called Chomet Shel Yisrael, Shavuot of HaPesach. Because when you collect, it goes retroactively. At the same time, if you don't collect, it belongs to the other person. So in other words, you could have the best mashkin in the world. Okay. There's a whole sugya in Kiddushin, Makadosh B'mashkin. But I'm talking about, let's say you take something, you're nechasim, and you collateralize it for a loan. And then you take it, you makadosh a woman with it. It's going to work, because it's yours. As of this moment, it's yours. Not only that, we have halacha, hektish mafkiya midei shibut. Sometimes you can take something which is a shibut, and by making it hektish, the shibut gets canceled, because it becomes hektish. But, so a shibut is an interesting thing. On the one hand, it's a very powerful bialos. It's so powerful that it could revoke futuristic acquisitions. At the same time, it's weak in its current state. Lamaisa, right now, until you exercise it, it doesn't exist. It's lingering. It's a powerful lingering concept, shibut. Now, so if that's the case, now this is what I want to explain to you. When you go to Behema, you make it Maiso Behema, you make it a Shlom. For sure it's a Shlom. And for sure, if you do nothing now, it's Stay Shlom. Stay Shlom. Now, if you want to take the Shlomim now and make it into something else, you have two problems why you can't do that. Problem number one, who are you? You don't own it now. You gave it to Hekdesh. It's problem number one. Problem number two is there's a Kedusha mechanism. There's a mechanical issue that you can't take one Kedusha and make it into another Kedusha. And those are the two components that our Gemara is dealing with. Okay. So when you go over to an animal which was Meshubit to Maisa Behem, and that's what the Gemara develops, the Maskon of the Gemara, you make it into a shlamim, it's a shlamim. That's what happened, Lamaisa. Says the Gemara, we have two problems. Problem number one, you don't own it to make it at the Maisa Behem. The Gemara says, not a problem. Not a problem. The reason why that's not a problem, says the Gemara, is because Rabbi Yisrael Lili, moment violin. Fine, that's not a problem. Problem number two is a Mishana Mikdusha Lakdusha. That the Gemara says is a problem. The Gemara says, okay. So the only way to really to work it out here is to somehow revoke what was already done. Because with what you have on the table, you can't work. Because you cannot take one Kedusha and switch it to another. So you only have one Mahalach. The only Mahalach to make it into Ma'aseh Behemah is to revoke the Shlomi and to make it into Ma'aseh Behemah. That's the only Eitzah. How do you do that? Well, you can't do that. So the Gemara says, no, you could. You know why you could? Just like if a field was Meshubet to Reuven, and you sold it to Shimon, and now it's Shimon's. You can't take Shimon's field now and manipulate it, make it belong to Levi, Yisachar, Zvul, Naphtali. You can't do that. Yes, true. But Reuven can come in, and he could revoke what Shimon has. So too, by Hekdesh, there's a concept of Shibut. And this behemah was originally meshubit to Maisa behemah. And the Mela, if Hektish comes in via the vehicle of Maisa behemah and establishes its position, it will revoke the Shlomim and it will become Maisa behemah. That's really the Gemara's talents. The Gemara had a problem. What was the Gemara's problem? Be'etzem ein mishana mikdusha l'kdusha. Be'etzem, you can't switch from kedusha to kedusha. The only way you were able to do that was to unveil a new concept called shibut. And shibut comes in and shibut says, well, you know what, I'm wearing my shibut hat. My shibut hat gives me the right to revoke what's here. Sagamore says a simple thing. In order for Hegdish to revoke what was here, that Nefesh has to have interest that's still here. If, for instance, there is no added interest to Hekdesh at this point for this animal to go from being a shlomim to being a maisa behemah, there's no shibut to Hekdesh left. Because there's no interest. Hekdesh has to have an interest in order for Hekdesh to say, one second, there's still a shibut. Oh, once there's a shibut, then we come and we wipe everything clean. Like the server of Clinton. Right? But you can't just do it with a rag. You have to have something. So Gemara says, L'mayin afkamina. L'mayin afkamina, the Gemara is proposing what will be after we revoke it. Oh, nafkamina will be lo yimach lo yigach. Ah! Good! So now Hekdesh could come in and say, I have an interest here. Once Hekdesh has an interest, now Hekdesh could revoke the shlomim and reestablish ma'aseh behemah. Sounds kivaldik. And chanami, lemaskona, if that would happen, it'd be a mitzvah l'surah, you'd have all the beautiful zachen. But that's only after we were able to establish Hekdesh's position. And we were only able to establish Hekdesh's position. Because Hekdesh doesn't have a shibut for mitzvahs. That's your business. The Gemara couldn't say, oh, you know, Hekdesh has a shibut because you have a mitzvah called ma'aseh behemah that still hasn't been done. Hekdesh has no interest in your ma'aseh behemah. That's not a Hekdesh position. That's Beinoi Lebein Koinoi. If I have a mitzvah Ma'aseh Behemah, that's between me and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's not an interest that Hekdesh has. Hekdesh has to come in and talk Hekdesh language. So Hekdesh has to come in and say, one second. There's still interest here by us, by this Behemah. Because right now, the Lo Yimach and Lo Yigol is by you. If this would be Ma'aseh Behemah, it would be by us. What do you have to say about that? So Yehuda is speechless. He goes, nothing to say. Okay, if so, we're coming to take our position. Oh, once they take position, now it becomes Maisa. Becomes Maisa, there's a mitzvah of Maisa. Now all the beautiful things are here. But the Gemara couldn't use those beautiful things because at that point, the Gemara can only use those Svaralach after the Shibud is established. And the Shibud can only be established after the Hekdesh has shown a due course for its position. Right? Exactly. Hekdesh now has a shlomim. The position of shlomim is, I'll give it to you in percentage terms, even though it's not percentage terms. I'm going to give you a percentage. Let's say that a shlomim is 90% Hekdesh, 10% yours. Yeah? If we take up the rights of the... So that means if you take a behemoth, you make it into shlomim. Let's say Maisa Behema would also be 90% Hekdesh, 10% yours. Or 80% Hekdesh, 20% yours. So now, if somebody asks Hekdesh, Hekdesh is not involved in your mitzvahs. Maisa Behema, Tzedakah, Maisim Tovim, Torah Chuppah, Maisim Tovim. Hekdesh is involved in Hekdesh. Somebody asks Hekdesh, do you have now a financial position here in this kol? Do you have an outstanding position in this kol? Well, you have your 20%. You have your 80%. We have 80%. Tosa makes no difference if you take a cap on top of the animal. It's a birthday cap as far as we're concerned. You put a cap on top. I said put a cap. Shlomim, you put a cap. That's just a cap. To Hekdesh, it makes no distinction. To the Gabay Hekdesh, it makes no distinction. Yeah. So therefore, if a shlomim and a Maisa Behemah, as far as Hekdesh is concerned, would mirror each other. So then, Hekdesh can't say, one second, we still have Zchuyos here. There's still some outstanding things that belongs to Hekdesh. And we had these Zchuyos from before to get this 90% of the kol. The Gemara had to come to Nafkamina. L'may Nafkamina, at the end of the day, if the Gabbai Hekdesh comes and says, I'm coming with my Meiser hand instead of I'm coming with my Shlomim hand, really, both hands are Hekdesh. The Gabbai has two hands that he could come to this behemoth with. One is Shlomim, and one is Maisa Behemoth. All the Gemara was Mechadish, the Maskana was that since Maisa Behemoth, every animal has a pre-existing Natiya to Maisa Behemoth, so the Gabbai still has that glove on. He still has his Maisa Behemoth glove. He also has a shlamim glove because you gave him that glove. Okay? Now, so the Gemara says, so here he comes in now with his Maisa Behema glove, which preceded it, and he goes, so the Gemara says, 1 second. Mine af kamina. It's in the Rosh Hashanah. What do you want, Gabbai? What do you want, Gabbai? The Gabbai says, I want Lo'imocha v'lo'igoyel. Right now you have schuyas that I don't have. I'm not happy with that. I want that. Oh, so now you have a position, you have a financial position in the Hegdash. Now is a shibur. Now you could revoke the shlamim. And now it turns into Maisa Behema. Now that's Maisa Behema, we have all the beautiful nafkaminis. Lisugei, mitzvahs, and Maisa. Toyochupa Maisa Dave. First we have to establish the financial position. Then we'll come again right. I think it's very clear. Okay, we'll stop here. By the way, I had a little conversation with this Baum. Is that still right. Going on? Does it sound interesting?
Yeah, I know. My son doesn't go out. He only sits.
I know. That's what they were struggling with.
And then he went to the Rockham Strip for once. Rockham Strip says, "Don't you want to go out?" So my son's a hard vayaver on that. And they're more, they wanted someone to go out. I think the girl's okay. I think the parents.